My guest today is the potter Mark Phillips, whose first exhibition opens in the Carlisle Gallery on Friday. Welcome. I know you've only been a potter for 4 years, so you must be pleased to have this exhibition.
I'm thrilled. And you're right, this is something fairly new for me. When I was younger, I never wanted to be a potter. You see, my mother was a very successful one, and I used to watch her in her studio. I could admire the way she created beautiful things from lumps of clay, but I just remember thinking, how on earth could I ever hope to reach that standard? I was more into playing music with my friends. We had grand ideas about forming a band, but you know, that was something we never got around to doing.
So, what made you change your mind and take up pottery?
I was 40 years old with my own computer company that I'd set up when I left school, and I was feeling a bit, you know, stuck. And I kind of reasoned with myself that the artistic side of me had been buried for quite long enough. My mother suggested pottery evening classes and came up with a whole load of ways they'd benefit me. I guess I had my doubts about whether doing it once a week in the evening would be satisfying.
So, at the age of 40, you went to college and became a student again.
I did. It was strange at first. I had no deadlines to keep to. My brain was still working, obviously, but it was my body that was now being exercised, and you need a lot of stamina to be a potter. That was a big plus for me after sitting at a computer for years. I think my fellow students, who were all in their 20s, were surprised to see this older man full of enthusiasm and working hard. But I loved it.
And how would you describe your pots?
Well, most of them are made on the wheel, but just lately I've been hand-building. I make the pot using pieces of clay that I flatten by rolling them out, a bit like making pastry. Then I press my knife into the clay to make a pattern, stars, triangles, whatever. Leaves would be ideal, but my mother might object, as that's her specialty. Like Mom's, my pots are practical things. They shouldn't just be on a shelf somewhere being admired in a sitting room.
And how have your fellow potters reacted to your success?
You mean, are they jealous? I've seen no evidence of that. Potters are generally quite interested in what fellow potters are doing. Obviously, a lot of them knew my mother's work, and they've been nothing but helpful to me on a practical level, such as letting me use their kiln to fire my pots in, something that I never imagined would happen. Very few potters earn much money. It's hard enough making the pots, but then you've got to get yourself known in order for people to want to buy them.
Does your mother take an interest in your work and give you advice?
Of course, and she's usually right. She was worried when I gave up my computer company because I'd been making good money, so she insisted I invested some of it for my old age. Also, she's always told me to look at the pots made by potters in history, sometimes going back thousands of years. If there's one single thing that's really inspired me, I guess that'd be it. It keeps me focused on keeping things simple, not being too ambitious with the shapes I make.
And after this exhibition is over, what do you think you'll be doing?
Ooh, that's hard. I'm still new to this, and I'm keen to learn more. Really big pots are what I want to make, but I have to get to grips with learning how to do that. Also, the gallery tell me that some customers want pots in bright colors, so that's something I'll pass on to my mother. That's more her thing, because it's much more complicated than it sounds.
Thank you, Mark.